Yo, 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 what's goody? It's Bear in the building. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Queen Talk today. Today's special guest is the most entertaining storage manager you will ever meet. Some might say it's a little too much. Others say he needs his own talk show. But I think we can all agree on it is very entertaining and never a dull moment with Tyrone Adams, a.k.a. T-Y-O-Y.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Hi, cousin.
Hello. Thank you for joining me for the third time.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you
brought it up. Queen Talk, you know, it's new. We're getting things going, changing, but
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Thank you for your patience with
not
with
a problem. You're my cousin, and if it had been anybody else, but it's fine.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Speaking of like TY, well, first let's introduce yourself, please. Let everybody know.
My name is Tyrone. I'm 43. Sheesh. I am a black male, a black gay male, and my pronouns are he and him.
Nice. So when I introduced, like, people call you TYOY in the group. Who came up with that name for you?
Your mother.
For real?
Well, I think it was either your mom or Deontay. I really, you know, your mom gives everybody nicknames.
Yeah.
And so that's, it came from your mother. I'm 100% sure now. From her. I don't know where it came from because my name is Tyrone. It only has one Y in it. But I'll take it because that's what she gave me.
Yeah, everybody says it now. Everybody. Like, yeah. Growing up with my mom and in that, like, you're 43. So you're a little older.
I am older. Experienced.
Yeah, experience. I like that. Seasoned.
Seasoned, if you want to say it. Hey, I like that.
So being older, how do you feel like you've had to navigate being a queer person of color differently than, say, the younger generation has?
Like, I feel like it's more accepted now. Yeah. Back in the day, or back in my day, it definitely wasn't, there were not near as many out people, and it was not accepted like it was now.
Yeah.
So back then I played the role and tried to hide it, but I don't do that now.
Yeah. What do you, like, you mean play a role? So
play straight.
Yeah. When were you able to identify like your authentic?
Like when I came out?
Yeah, like when were you able to identify?
30. I was 30. 30 years old.
Okay. And so the first 30 years of your life, when was like the earliest memory of you knowing, like, okay, I do like boys?
Like 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. And how was that like navigating from that time frame, knowing you like boys, and like what did you grow up with? Like the rhetoric that was being said on gay people for you not to feel comfortable with coming out?
I don't know. No one was out. Well, to my knowledge, no one was out. Plus, I was like 6 when I first knew, 5 or 6. It wasn't talked about. It wasn't talked about. It wasn't on TV. It wasn't on radios. It wasn't, there was no social media. There was no, none of that. It was, like I said, a hush, very hush hush thing. Like it was not, back then, okay to be gay.
Right.
And that's just the way it was.
Yeah.
But now it's totally different. But yeah, back then it definitely was not a thing. It was hard, I guess, for me because I really couldn't be who I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was always worried about what other people were going to think, if they knew. If I told anybody, what would happen? I thought I would lose my family, friends, all that. So all the way growing up, all the way through high school, middle school, all of that, it was a no. I was straight.
Where did you go? Where did you grow up in? Like,
I went to here in Wichita until eighth grade. And eighth grade, I transferred and moved to El Dorado, and did eighth grade through 12th in El Dorado. And Wichita, it wasn't really, I guess there were so many more kids, I guess, and other things to think about. It wasn't really a thing. It wasn't that hard to, I guess, as you say, navigate through that sixth and seventh grade. Excuse me. Once I hit eighth grade and transferred to El Dorado.
What was the difference like between El Dorado and Wichita?
El Dorado, they don't have nothing else to talk about or do but be all up in your business. So yeah. Everybody was in my business as soon as I got there. Oh, do you got a girlfriend? You got a girlfriend? You want to date me? You want to date me? Hoes. No, I don't, because you're girls. Yeah. I did have a couple of girlfriends, but it was just, I don't want to say terrible, but it was a lot harder to hide who I was in my sexuality once I moved to El Dorado, for sure.
Were you the only black male in your class in El Dorado?
Not the only black male. There was me and Chris Todd, and there was one black girl, and that was Christy Sheridan. And that was the only black people in my class.
Yeah.
In the school, no.
Yeah. But there was probably like three or four in each class then.
There was in mine, the class before. Yeah, there were some sprinkles.
Yeah.
There was a few sprinkles.
So do you feel like it was hard to navigate as a person of color in that town?
Absolutely, 1,000%. It was and still is.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I just wanted to know your experience. Like, I felt like it was for me, but like, I didn't know.
Yes, it is. I don't know. It's different from high school now, you know, because I'm grown. I can do what I want to do. But I mean, there's not a lot of gay people in El Dorado, LGBTQ, anything in El Dorado. Mm-hmm. I always have to travel outside of El Dorado to go and do anything with my people.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. Just like being a queer person of color, do you feel like you are limited with your experiences living in El Dorado?
Very limited. There are no experiences for an LGBTQ person in El Dorado, Kansas.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my thought.
Yeah. I mean, there is no, like...
There's nothing.
Gay bars, they don't.
There's no gay bars.
I don't know if they even celebrate Pride or anything in the town. I don't know.
No, they don't. You have to come to Wichita or Kansas City or Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Anywhere but El Dorado. It's not a celebrated thing in El Dorado.
Yeah. Do you see yourself leaving El Dorado?
Absolutely, 1,100%. In the very near future. Very near future.
Yeah. Is that because, like, your limited experiences, like, being in that town?
Absolutely. I'm never going to find a boyfriend. I'm never going to find a husband. I am looking. any of y'all are watching. I mean, we don't got to go that far that quick yet. But I definitely am looking to settle. And that's not going to happen in El Dorado. I'm not going to find a boyfriend. I'm not going to find a husband. I'm not going to find a man. It's just not going to happen in El Dorado.
Yeah. What is your dating life like been like since coming out?
I don't know if I would consider it dating.
Yeah.
We'll go with, there's hookups. That's unfortunately the only thing in and around this area or El Dorado. Now, I will say that some of those hookups have turned into long-term hookups.
Yeah. But you see, like, your dating life hasn't been that much because of, do you think it's because there's not a lot of people like your age that are out, like you don't see what you're seeking for? Do you feel like you said, like, it's been
in El Dorado or just in period. General,
I feel like you travel, right?
Yes. Like, and I am, that's why I'm moving, because I see it outside of where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go somewhere else to find what I want, I guess, if that's,
yeah,
because it's not popping in El Dorado nor Wichita for me.
Yeah.
So once I move and venture on off, I definitely feel like it's going to be a lot easier to find somebody, settle down, go out, hang out, just something with someone else that is gay. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that in El Dorado. There's no one like that in El Dorado that I do that kind of thing with. So
yeah. So let's talk more about like your story of coming out. You said you came out when you were 30, right?
Yes.
What did that look like for you?
I was living in Texas at the time, and I had been talking to a little gentleman, but I was living in Texas and just going out to a lot of gay clubs at that time. Mm-hmm. But you want to know like how I,
yeah, like what was said, who did you tell?
Okay,
where were you at? What do you remember?
Lord, I remember it all. Ayanna Lori Rice,
which is my mother, everybody.
I was getting ready, me and your mom were getting ready to go out to Dallas to a gay club, and I was ironing my shirt. I had my head down because y'all know I iron. And Yana was in the room and our backs were towards each other. And she just stopped out of nowhere. We were getting ready. And she was like, cousin, I'm going to ask you a question and I want you to be honest with me. And y'all, I'm telling you, I was like, oh my God. I was like, she's going to fucking ask me, am I gay? I knew it. And I was like, okay, what? And she was like, are you gay? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, that's what's up. Now let's go tell your mom. And I was like, okay. So we literally got up, got out of my room, went, and my mom was in the living room, went in the living room, told my mom. And my mom didn't seem to be too surprised. She didn't have really anything to say. That's how she was. And then I told my mom, and then Ayanna was like, okay, now let's tell my mom, call my mom and tell her. And I was like,
tell everybody.
Yeah, I was like, okay. So I called my aunt, called and told her. And it's so funny because the first thing she says, she's like, I know, and I'm glad you decided to come out the box.
The box.
I was like, it's the closet, but it's fine. And then we went to this club in Dallas. Shout out Havana's. You need to go if you're in Dallas, you've never been. And we got lit. And then I called everybody in my phone contacts from A to Z and told them that I was gay. And everybody had the same reaction, like, duh. Cracked up. It was 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Most of them didn't answer. The ones that did already knew, of course, yeah. And they were cracking up. And then the next day, I put it on Facebook.
And then you got love and support from
everyone.
Yeah. Were you scared? Like, I know, like, being connected with you, like, you hang out with a lot of straight men of color, like, growing up and, like, being around that circle. Like, were you scared of what their thoughts were going to be, like, when you came out?
Absolutely 1,000% terrified.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of a lot of the males in our family. Not just our family, but like you said, like I hung around with all my friends when I moved to Texas and everything were straight men. And even they were, you know, I got the love from them, which I didn't think, I don't know. I don't want to say I didn't care, but it's just not as much as I did about my close family and friends. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was going to get a lot of hate from, I don't know, it's sad to say, but from my family.
Yeah.
And that, I was terrified.
Yeah. But what was the reaction? Like,
nothing but good from everyone, from everybody, all my male friends, all my male family, all everybody in my family. It was nothing but good.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. It was, I sometimes think about that day a lot, and it kind of makes me emotional sometimes, because sometimes I wish I could go back and do it again. I wish I could do it way earlier. If I could have came out earlier, I wish I would have came out earlier, but yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But that was one of the best days ever. Like, the weight that was lifted off of my shoulder.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I definitely, like, I can attest to that. Like, it is a great feeling, like, when you do just finally release it and you're able to be yourself. So I know you're someone who is vocal about your opinions and you're honest. So do you feel like you've had to navigate in spaces, those spaces specifically, with, like, straight men as a queer person differently, like, not being open and honest? Or do you still feel like
now?
Yeah.
And
growing up with the people that you're referring to, and now.
Growing up, and that's how probably everybody already knew, because I was very loud and vocal. When I moved, like, I don't know. Like, I guess when I was younger, I don't think I was as vocal, maybe. But definitely after I did come out, I don't hide who I am, but I don't broadcast it at the same time. Like, I mean, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. That's just the way it is. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. But I feel like sometimes, depending on where I'm at, like when I go to the barbershop.
Yeah.
Definitely when I go to the barbershop, I have to. Yeah. Not that I'm, you know, loud like that anyways, but I have to. I don't know the words I'm looking for.
You don't feel safe in that space to be authentic, so?
I do. It's not that I don't feel safe. Like, I don't think that any of them would have a problem with it. I just don't think that I have, like, I think it's still me. Like, I'm still maybe afraid to let everybody know, you know what I mean? So yeah. I don't bring it up in any kind of way or anything. However, at that same time, if they do ask me or if I or whatever, I'm not going to lie about it.
Right, yeah.
But I just am not putting myself out there to them. That's not, no.
Yeah. In those spaces where, like, you're at the barbershop, do you hear things that are, like, against the community that maybe you feel like you're not okay with being yourself in those spaces?
Not at my barbershop. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
They don't play that in there. And that's why I don't think that it would ever be a problem. I'm just not. I don't think I'm to that spot to where no one's ever asked.
Yeah.
For some reason, I kind of think my barber does know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But he's just never said anything. And he's never made me feel some type of way. And none of them have. And nobody in there ever does.
That's good.
Other barbershops that I have been to or establishments or things like that, yes, most definitely. I feel like, no.
Yeah.
They know.
Do you recall any other, like, spaces for you and your experiences besides, like, the barbershop you feel like that way in?
Not really. Yeah. No.
Do you feel like when, like, for me personally, like, I don't know why, like, so I went to a gospel concert this past weekend. And, like, I'm excited, like, before I go to go in those spaces. But then when I get to, like, that older generation of folks, I'm, like, instantly I'm, like, in my head they're judging me. Like, why are you even here? Like, you don't belong here. Like, you need to repent. Like, I don't know why, like, I feel that way. But then when I, like, I see, like, other people that look like me, like, this is part of our culture. Like, we go to church. Like, this.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I feel like, and it's just me too, like, in, like, your situation, it's just me. I feel like a lot of the times, like, it's internal. And, like, I just, like, feel this way. And they probably aren't thinking that way.
I was going to say, like, they probably they're not. because they don't even know you.
They don't. They don't at all. But I just like, I don't know.
I get it though.
I don't know what, why that is. But like, as soon as I see like that representation of me, I get comfortable. Like, I feel okay. Like, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Like, but I have to see people that look like me in order for me to feel like on the inside.
That makes
like,
a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I guess if I'm thinking about it, that is the way that I don't have any anxiety about going anywhere else but a barbershop. Yeah. And it's not mine. It's if I go to a barbershop that I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like as soon as I walk in, they're like, oh, he gay. That's literally how I feel. Yeah. But not at mine. But so I get that. That makes a lot of sense. But I didn't think you were going to say that. Yeah, because they don't know you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they don't. And I like, it's literally just internal. But I don't know why. But like I said, like once I see that representation, that's all like representation matters.
Yeah.
And when I see that, I get comfortable. Like, all right, I get calmer. Like, all right, you belong here. Like, that's,
that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Of course, you would feel that way once you see more people like you.
Yeah.
But I didn't even think about that. I mean, when I do go to church and the preacher does start talking about that kind of stuff, because he did about a couple months ago, and I was like,
oh my gosh, I went.
And to be honest, I haven't been back since.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I went, you know, my grandma.
Yes.
She always wants me to go. So I went with her, and he was talking about something else.
Probably his house.
And me and my grandma walk in there. And it completely switched up. Like, he seen me, and it was just like he switched his whole message, and I was just like, okay, like, and then he, like, it didn't make any sense. Like, he didn't refer to like a verse at all. He was just on like this new society stuff, and didn't connect it to the Bible. But then like at the end, like, he even directed, like, it tore me. He was like, he was like, you're going to be blessed, young lady. And I was just like, yes, I am. I was like, thank you for that. Because I really am. I'm already blessed, and I am going to continue to be blessed. And I just feel like I had to stand up. Like, that was my stand up in that moment. Like, yeah, I am. And no matter what you just said this whole hour, and I sat here when I should have walked out. But the only reason why I didn't is because my grandma wanted me to come here. So, like, I was like, and then afterwards I leave, and my grandma was like, yeah, he's been on this same thing for the last 3 weeks. I was like, Grandma, why would you invite me to come?
That older generation.
Yeah, I was like, maybe she didn't think that he was going to talk about it again for the fourth week or something. But I'm just, and she was like, well, we talked to him about it and said that they, like, let's move on or something. But I'm just like, yeah, that was not. And she asked me to go back again. I'm like, Grandma, I don't want to go back to that. Like, that was not.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I didn't feel comfortable. Like, that's not somewhere that's not a safe space for me.
It happened a couple times. The first time that I went, it wasn't directed really at me, but the person that was, I just felt like he was just going down the line. And I was like, I don't know. I just did not feel comfortable. And then I went again. And then I felt like you, like, he was like,
yeah,
looking and talking directly to me without looking and talking directly to me.
Yeah.
And I haven't been back since then. I was like, no, I'm not coming back here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nope. Yeah. He's pushing him on out, but that's.
Yeah.
El Dorado.
Yeah. I don't even think that's just like
El Dorado. It's not really El Dorado, but
I think that.
But he's not in that older generation either. He's my age.
He look older.
He's probably about, I think he's 50.
Yeah.
51.
Don't do yourself. That's almost 10 years.
Yeah, it is.
That's almost 10 years.
But I mean, 50's not old, and definitely 43 ain't old.
Yeah.
But 50's not old nowadays. Was not. So now that I've known, now that I know you didn't have a good experience, you know, I did it.
But you, like, speaking of religion, like, you do go to church, you do.
Yeah.
You do believe absolutely. In God. And like, how, like, obviously, like, the relationship, has it changed or
no
differ since coming out
with the Lord?
Yeah.
Nah, he always knew.
Yeah.
He was just waiting on me to.
That's funny.
Yes. Not a thing changed.
Yeah. And so, and like the church that we're for, like, you wanted to go back to that church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Like, I wanted to start going back. And the first time I went, like, he drew me in. I was a fool. I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be there. I went for like a month. And then, yeah, I went straight for for a month every Sunday. And it just, one Sunday, it was like, he started talking about gays. And I was like, is he talking to me?
Yeah.
Does he know? Yeah. Did somebody tell? And then I'm looking around at the people in the church, because they're my family. Yeah. And I'm like, did one of y'all tell his ass? Like, because, probably my Aunt Penny, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I haven't been back since. But I'm still good with the Lord. We good. Yeah. I talk to him every day, all the time.
Yeah. I think that's something, like, with the queer community, like, is having that relationship with religion. It can be hard to navigate, but, and a lot of people think that we don't, there's a lot of us that don't believe, but there is a lot of us still that we are believers.
So, yeah, definitely I am.
Yeah, I think that's just important. Like, we both had like that same experience, and that was when I was like getting, I had already been going back to church like the year before, like, but online, and then I was like, let me just go in person. And that happened. I was just like, yeah.
Kind of ruined it. I mean, because I was pumped. I was getting up every Sunday, getting ready, going to church. Yeah. And I would tell people that. But like, they'd be like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to church. And I mean, it didn't surprise them, but they'd be like, you going to church? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to church. But as quickly as I started going, I quickly stopped because I didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah. Understandable.
So no.
We spoke about representation earlier and how that matters. When was the earliest memory that you remember that you've seen representation a part of the queer community?
Well, I mean, I remember growing up, there was just one. Only one drag queen, and that was RuPaul. So, I mean, there's always been RuPaul.
Yeah.
But
how old were you when you seen RuPaul? Oh my God.
When did Supermodel come out? 1994, 93, something around in there.
I was only three then.
And he came out with that song, Supermodel, and I used to dance to it and everything at the skating rink all the time. And now that I think about it, everybody was always pumping me up, but that's just because they wanted me to get my gay ass out there and troll around so they could really make fun of me, which is what they were doing.
Do you think they were making fun of
me? Yeah, they were. Absolutely, 1,000%.
Yeah.
I
don't mean to laugh.
I mean,
I just picture you out there, but you know how to skate, so you was out there really
I was
getting it.
Jamming.
Yeah.
And Supermodel, I mean, doing all of it. And they were cracking up in the DJ booth and on the sidelines. I can see it, but me, I'm oblivious, so I wasn't thinking that. Like, and I don't think they really did it to hurt my feelings, but I mean, it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I was jamming, but that's really the only time, I mean, I guess, when I didn't really start seeing anything until I moved out of the state of Kansas when I moved to Texas, and that was when I was 19 years old when I moved to Texas. 18, almost 19. Right after high school. Literally right after high school. And that was the first time that, I mean, I guess it even really took a while for me to see any representation down there, too, because it was just, I was just my friends, my straight friends, so I didn't really see a lot there either. Yeah. I didn't really tune into the LGBTQ community until I came out when I was 30. Before then, it was, I didn't look for it.
Okay.
I didn't see it, any of that, because I wasn't ready to come out then. I think, but I just hadn't. So I didn't really see any representation that I was looking for. Because I went out.
Yeah. Now, you said you think people like knew that you were a part of the community before you turned 30. Did you have people asking you like beforehand of like, are you?
All of my high school friends, all of my high school girlfriends are, when I say girlfriends, I'm like girlfriends. One specifically person asked me, I found out later after I came out that my group of friends got together and wrote a note and was going to give it to me asking me if I was gay, but they all knew that I would never talk to their ass again if they gave me that note. So they didn't give me the note. So one of those friends, later on down the line, we were in a car traveling, and she asked me, and I was like, no, I'm not gay. And she proceeded to ask me 6 more times, you should know who it is. And I was like, no, I'm not gay. No, I'm not gay. No, I'm not gay. And she would not stop asking me. And finally, I was like, in my head, oh my God, if she asks me one more time, I'm just going to say yes. Because I was so tired of her asking me. Yeah. And she did not ask again. And nothing else was ever said until I came out. But I know people knew or thought that I was gay. Crystalline, yo mama.
Yeah.
I remember my Aunt Kim asking me one time after Grandpa had died, and I was like, no. But I was. Obviously, they all knew. They knew.
Yeah. Why do you think you didn't just say yes?
I was scared.
Yeah. What were you scared? Like, were you scared?
Just scared of saying I'm gay. Like, that was not, I was not raised to believe, but when I was growing up, there was none of that. Like I said, there was not, I was terrified, like, that I was going to lose my family, that they were not going to love me or whatever. I don't know what I was terrified of. I was just afraid.
Mm-hmm. Were you afraid that they weren't going to love you because, like, the family made remarks about the gay community and stuff like that, like, when you were being raised? Like, do you feel like,
I'm sure that had something to do with it. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't really remember hearing anybody always be like, oh my God, queer or this or that or whatever. But at the same time, there was nobody like, supporting it.
Yeah. Showing like allyship
So it was a no for me. No. It was just absolute. I knew it was no.
Yeah. It might be easy to say now, but do you feel like it would have been, you would have said something if they were like that, like in the household you were at, like they were showing representation of the
community? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so now I say that. Right.
Yeah. Now that you're older, you can say like, this is what I would have done.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah. So do you feel like you hang out with more straight people or more gay people?
I have a very limited of people that I hang out with.
Yeah.
Majority of them are gay. Yeah. There's only, I can probably tell you right off the top of my head, 2 people that I hang around, maybe 4 that I hang around with that are not gay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else that I hang around with is gay. So, I mean, the straight friends that I do have, though, I do, you know, I love, and they love me. Like, I know they're going to have my back no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, the people I hang around with are gay most of the time. Other than my family, you know.
Yeah. That's nice. So you went from, like, El Dorado, and so you finally found, like, a good group of friends.
Absolutely. I did.
Yeah. That's good. Do you feel like,
thanks to you,
that's the safest place for, like, you feel, you, do you feel like in those spaces you are authentically yourself 100%?
A little too much.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that I can say what I want to say, be who I want to be, do what I mean, any of that, and not, and know that none of them are judging, none of them are going to go back and talk behind my back. Like, none of that. I don't have to worry about any of that. So yeah. I think I feel a little too safe. Yeah.
In some spaces. Like, I don't think that's a thing, but...
I know, yeah. But...
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
And I mean, it's like when I hang around with you. Like, I mean, and my... Like, you and my... Well, you are my family, but... Like, I just... I don't know. The people I hang around with people who I know are going to make me, you know, where I don't have to worry.
Yeah.
I don't put myself in situations where I'm going to have to worry about my safety or any of that. I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
So I don't do that.
Yeah. That's understandable. Like, that's like how I am now. Like, as I'm getting older, I want to be in spaces of representation more than not. Like, I understand living here in Kansas, it's hard to do, but I find those spaces like as much as I can that way, because I am older now, and for the first 25 years of my life, it was the complete opposite. Like, I have been the only person, so like now it's like, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, when you came out though, you opened up the floodgates in our family.
Yeah, it really did come one after another.
So thankful she came out, because literally, she doesn't know that she helped me come out, but I don't know. I would have been able to tell your mom, yes, I am, at that point in time, if you hadn't came out and I'd already hung around you after you came out. Like, you had came out, I came down to El Dorado and saw your life that you were living, and everyone was accepted and everything. And I was like, the fuck? She is just out here living, and I'm still my little old bottled up in the closet self. And right after she came out, I'm telling you, it was like a floodgate of people just came out the closet.
Yeah.
So it was really Bria, like, for real, like, helped for me. She helped me come out, but... yeah, it was, because before that, wasn't nobody coming out.
Yeah. I'm glad it helped you in some way, because, yeah, there wasn't anybody that I...
There was no one in our family that was out.
Yeah. Now there's...
I can't even count on both of my hands on how many we have. And they're really, really out. Yeah. So... Yeah. I'm like, but so yeah, you were the first one that I can. Yeah, there was nobody else.
And we do have like a support, like you said already, like a supporting family that.
Yes.
It hasn't been hard for us to be ourselves. Not at all. In those spaces. So it has really been good for us.
Yeah.
Not everyone has that experience, so.
I never thought about that. I will say that my family did. I do have that. I will say that.
Yeah.
Our family is accepting of a lot of shit.
Yeah. We've been through a lot of stuff. Yeah.
So I am glad to have that support system 1,000%.
Yeah. And speaking of like, not everyone has like an experience in like a family like ours. So it is hard to open up and come out, even if they do have a family like ours. Like, we were still scared.
I was still scared
coming out. What advice would you give to someone who's maybe still in their 30s and struggling to come out and be themselves?
I don't know that I would call it advice. I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody to come out because that's on you, and that's when you're ready. I mean, I can tell you, you yourself will feel a lot better. I think that your true friends and family, they'll still be there for you. They're still going to love you no matter what. And I just say, do it. I don't really have any advice for that. Just do it at your own time, because I did. I mean, I will say, if you're 30 and you haven't came out, or 30 and plus and haven't came out, there's a good indication that they probably already know. Yeah. Especially if you don't have any kids. I mean, I hate to say it. Or if you don't have a girlfriend or blah, 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 and all that bullshit. But they're probably already thinking it. I know that's probably not going to make it easier for you to come out, but I don't really have any advice. I do it when you're ready. Can't nobody tell you when to come out. I can't tell you when to come out. Just make sure you got friends and family that love you. That's all I can say. I don't know really what else to say on that. I really don't. Like, because I don't want to tell somebody you should be coming out or because you're 30 or you're 40. You come out whenever the hell you want to come out.
Right.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. And like from your experiences, like you had people asking you and asking you multiple times. And how did that make, looking back, like how did that make you feel like when people did ask you constantly?
I hated it and it pissed me off. But I guess it was the way they did it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just come at me. Are you gay? Like, don't do it like that. Like, when your mom did it, it was, had that been anybody else, mm-hmm. it would have been a no. I don't know you like that. Like, to be, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like it was, there's a time and a place.
Right, yeah.
And that's how it was brought to me. Like, she didn't beat it out of me. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I don't think your mom had ever, maybe she, I don't, to my knowledge, I don't think she had ever asked me before like that. Mm-hmm. I don't ever recall her asking me before like that. Other people, like my friends and shit and stuff like that, asked me repeatedly. It was annoying. So if you're one of those friends, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think some people, like, might have a different experience of, like, if their friend kept asking. Like, I don't know. My friend kept pressuring me to just tell my other friends, which was kind of like, no, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. Like, you're cool with it, but I'm not ready to mm-hmm. tell that group of friends yet. And I think, I don't know if, like, it was a good little push, but it wasn't as bad as what you experienced at all. Like,
yeah, these motherfuckers was writing letters and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
it was just like a couple of times like they had said it. So it wasn't anything like that. And I needed, like, what they were telling me, I needed to do it. Like, and those friends would accept me or not. But yeah, it's just like on my own time would get there eventually.
Yeah, because I don't feel like you need it to do nothing.
Yeah.
You do it when you're ready.
Well, yeah. But I needed to do it for myself.
Like, for yourself when you're ready.
Yeah, yeah.
And I needed to do it for myself when I was ready too. I get what you're saying though, because had she not asked me that, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know when. Oh my God, I'm afraid to say it. When and if I would have came out. Yeah. That's so crazy to think.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that like that before. I don't even know if I would still be out to this day if she would have not asked me that question. That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah. So do you feel like it was the approach would have been differently? Like your friends kept asking and asking.
Yeah.
Do you think if the approach was like different, they were like, let's go to a gay bar and like hang out or like, what kind of approach would you have expected of your friends if for you to tell them the truth?
Maybe like just a sit down, like let's sit down and talk, or I have a question, or a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Not, for one, I didn't feel this friend, her mouth liked to go like this. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't the person to tell anyway, because right, yeah. everybody in El Dorado and the surrounding cities would have known within minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like that was the person to tell anyways, but it's just it was the off guard, like they're coming to me all when I'm off guard, like mm-hmm. are you, and that it really wasn't ever the time or the place.
Yeah, that's understandable.
That when I was asked from her was, I don't really want to say it was the time and the place, but it kind of was, like, because we had already been going to the gay club for about 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah, we'd already been going out. We had already been going. Oh, I left that out. We had already been going out to the gay club for like a month or two. And then she asked me.
So yeah, how old were you?
I was 30. I was 30.
Okay, so you came out a little later than that then.
Yeah, a little bit later. I was still in my 30s though.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, yeah, we had been going out to the gay club for a minute, and it was, yeah, that's probably why she, yeah. I mean, I think she knew.
So you're referring to my mom,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I think she knew. Yeah. she knew, but that definitely led her to that question.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about all of this, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, that does make sense, because yeah. we had been going out to the gay club for about a month.
Yeah.
That's why she asked me.
That? Did she initiate you going to the gay clubs, or were you like, hey, you want to come to the gay clubs with me?
How did I know about Havana's? Oh. Because the guy that I was talking to at the time had taken me to Havana's, and I, yeah, that's what it was. So I went there once, and then I told her about it, your mom, and was like, we got to go to Havana's. It's lit. It's in the Central Business District, which is the gay community down there. Is it Central Business? No. Forgot what it's called. Central something in Dallas, but it's a whole little spot. And
my mom knew it was a gay spot?
No, I told her. And I told her we were going to the gay club.
And what was her reaction?
She was ready to go.
Had she gone? Have you guys like gone to gay clubs?
No, we had not. Okay. This was just a, I don't know what in the, I don't know what prompted me to, that was, I mean, I've always been close with your mom. Uh-huh. And I mean, growing up, everything. So, and we were living together at that time and we were always going out. And so I was like, let's go to Havana's. It's a gay club. I've never been. And I had. Meanwhile, they all know my name at the door. No, I'm just kidding. But we went. And then I would probably say about 2 to 3 weeks after we had been going, that's when she asked me that. But when we were at the club, though, I never danced with any guys or anything like that. Nothing that. That I can remember that she saw.
right. You thought you was being sneaky.
But it got to get sneaky, though. So she was probably definitely watching.
Yeah. Just waiting. That's good that she was just like, yeah, just let's go.
Yep.
No questions asked. None. She's like, let's go to the club.
None.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now that I think about it, because there was nothing leading up to me telling her, let's go to a gay bar. Yeah, no. Yeah. We just didn't have anywhere to go, and it was a Thursday night because you go on Thursdays, and that's where we kicked it.
Yeah, and like he said, if you have not been to Havana's, you should definitely experience it if you are in the Dallas area, because it is lit. That wasn't the first. Mine was Fantasies, but my dad was. I was with my dad, my mom, you,
probably me,
you, Tunji. We all went to
Havana's. I remember that.
And it was the greatest time. Like, and I was out then. Yeah. Cause
I think you were out.
I was,
you were.
Yeah. Cause I was past 18,
but I don't think you were 21. Yeah. You were not 21.
I snuck in there for sure. I don't know how my parents got me in. So
Charlie, I think your dad just,
He
had a mouth, and I think he just talked them into letting you in there.
Yeah.
Because you walked right in with us.
Yeah. Like nothing. Drinking, too.
And drinking.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was so much fun.
And Dungy had a blast, too.
He had a blast. I think he was all like, man, he didn't have a problem with going.
Yeah.
He was just a little, worried.
Yeah.
As most straight men probably would, going to an all-gay club about somebody trying to hit on him or whatever, so...
But he found girls. There was...
We got in there, and we was like, where's Tunji? And we look, and Tunji's on the dance floor.
He found some straight girls up in there. He was with it.
So that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that night, nothing past that.
Yeah, it's a blur, but that was a good night. I do remember just being around all those people of color that are gay, and it changed, like, that.
It'll
like,
change your life.
Yes, it opened my eyes, and that was, like, when they did the drag show.
Yep. Oh, my God, I forgot about that. Yep.
Yeah, it was, like, it was all, we were clubbing, and then it was, like, showtime. And it was on the dance floor, just, like, getting it, splits.
Yep.
I was... I was shook.
Then we danced and ate Yeah. And went home because they had a buffet.
Yeah. Man, that was a good time. I need to go experience that now that I'm older, because that was the one and only time that I had ever been there.
That was so much fun. That's why I called everybody in my call log and told them I was gay that night before or after or whatever. I don't even remember, but yeah, that's why, because I didn't even think about what you just said. Like, all of the, it was just, I mean, all black people, black girls, black men. I mean, straight and gay, but mostly gay. But, I mean, just from wall to wall, everywhere. It
was packed.
Packed on a Thursday.
It was packed. Like, you're holding your drink, make sure it doesn't spill, packed.
Such a good time. Yeah. It was so much fun. I didn't forget about that, but I kind of forget about that we all did go do that.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
That was a long time ago, and I don't think there was really social media then either.
Nope, there wasn't. No one was like on their phones. Nope. There was no videos to prove that it happened. Yeah. Ain't gonna catch it on the Snapchat story history.
Dang. Yeah. That was a time.
Yeah, it was good. It was really great. And like, that just goes like Tunji, like, family of just being supportive and just going and like, let's just go. Like,
yep,
we go to the straight clubs all the time. Like,
yep,
let's just go to the gay clubs. And
like our cousin Kaisha and Trevor, they got the drag brunch every month.
Yeah,
they again, very supportive. You just got to have supportive people around you,
right? Yeah, it is nice, like, when your family will openly go to those spaces with you and to have a good time, just like we are somewhere else, and it does make a huge difference.
It really does. God, I forgot about that. That was so much fun.
Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would change, like your coming out?
Like me coming out? Absolutely. I would want to come out when I would have wanted to come out at way younger, like middle school.
Yeah.
I wish I could have. I don't know what, maybe I wouldn't, I don't know, but maybe I wouldn't be where I'm at now in El Dorado without a man or a husband. Maybe if I would have came out earlier, I would have someone now, because I would never live here.
Yeah.
Or we would have met and traveled and moved somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I wish that I could have came out way earlier than 30. I do. I would change that for sure.
Yeah.
Because, I'd be able to live my life way different.
Yeah. But since being out, how has your life changed?
Oh, it's changed a lot. Well, not a lot, but I think I'm more happy. Mm-hmm. Way less grouchy. I'm just able to be myself more. And that's the number one thing. There's nothing else. I am able to be Tyrone. And that's it.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else or long drawn out answer for that.
Yeah. I'm glad that although it was 30, you finally did it though. And
yeah, I will tell you, if you are, once you do come out, as you know, after I did, there was like nothing else on this earth. Matt, like, I don't care what nobody says now. Like, I am was free. Like, so if you're thinking about it, still do it on your own time, but just know you will just be so much happier.
Yeah. Well, Tyrone, I appreciate you joining me on Queen Talk for the third time. You guys will finally be able to get to see this, and
I'm so excited.
Yeah. If you guys know anybody that is interested in coming on and being a guest on Queen Talk, please make sure that you send them the link below and fill it out. If this has been helping you in some way, shape, or form, please leave the comment. Let me know. I love hearing stories and testimonies on how people's stories help, and I relay it to them. And yeah, so please like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Follow on social media and share. And of course, family, friends, strangers, love.
Oh, yeah. I'm not very good at that, but
be nice.
Bye, guys.
Be nice.